Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast calling for increasing clouds, a chance for some afternoon showers, maybe a thunderstorm. High today near 83. Kenosha right now 59 degrees, 58 in Burlington, Milwaukee 67 and 63 in Racine. Two skydivers recovering from non-life-threatening injuries after colliding in midair over East Troy. Both jumpers are certified and experienced. That, according to Todd Zimmerman, is with Skydive Milwaukee. He said they were each jumping under their own supervision at the time, and for whatever reason, they got tangled up midair. Last night in Kenosha County, Salem Fire and Rescue dispatched to a residence in the 3600 block of Salem Road a woman who had inhaled chlorine. It appears to have been an accidental situation related to a swimming pool. The victim, in her mid-40s, with trouble breathing and staying awake, she was eventually transported to a hospital for treatment. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department planning to exhume the body of a newborn infant found under a bridge more than 20 years ago.
The cold case was reopened recently, and according to a news release, a person of interest has been identified. The newborn's body was discovered by trappers under the Des Plaines River Bridge on Highway N in the town of Paris in November of 1989. An autopsy at the time determined the baby had been born alive. Baby John Doe was buried in St. John's Cemetery in the town of Randall, and the case went cold. About a year ago, the case was reopened when new information became available and two detectives were assigned. But in order to obtain DNA evidence, the baby's body must be exhumed. That's scheduled to take place this Thursday. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRGN News.
Meanwhile, an arrest has been made in the shooting death of Michael Gayan, the 51-year-old man in Kenosha whose decomposed body was found in his east side home almost a week ago. 55-year-old Derek Matthews expected to be charged with being party to the crime of first-degree intentional homicide. He was in court where his bond was set at $500,000. Deputy District Attorney Mike Gravely said that Matthews gave police a statement reportedly confessing that he had a hand in the murder. According to Gravely, Matthews indicated he provided a gun to the person who eventually shot Gayan and also admitted to giving the individual rides to and from Gayan's home, but Matthews denied being present for the shooting itself, Gravely declining to comment on if and when charges might be filed against anybody else. In Mount Pleasant Village, President Jerry Garski was on hand to watch truckloads of concrete chunks get dumped into Lake Park yesterday morning to try to help the folks there along Lake Michigan in their shoreline where the bluffs are being eaten away. Garski said up to 100 of these truckloads of concrete from the Waukegan Airport Reconstruction Project were expected to be coming into that community. Said it was the first effort. Won't be enough, though, for everybody who's going to need some help.
We're going to try to get it all done today and fill this up. We might not. There might be some tomorrow.
Meanwhile, he said the search goes on for even more materials. Residents of Mount Pleasant and Caledonia who want the concrete need to contact the Mount Pleasant Village Engineer. No discussion by the Racine Common Council last night to a change in the police department's enforcement schedule for overnight parking in downtown to help bar employees who can't otherwise move their vehicles at 2 in the morning. The Tavern League asked for a one-hour delay till 3 a.m., with J.J. McAuliffe recently telling a council committee this all goes toward the issue of safety for the women who work in those bars.
So it takes a bartender at least a good hour to count down their till, clean up the bar, stock the coolers. So we kind of asked our chief of police, Art Howell, if maybe he could ease up. He did for a little bit, but then he wanted to make it a little bit more of an official thing. It slowed down for a while. Well, then it started again.
The Public Works Department had no problem with the extra hour unless it's a snow emergency situation. The enforcement zone runs from State to 7th Streets and a few blocks west of Main Street. Alderman Sandy Weiner and Tracy Laren voted against the change. A Racine man, 38-year-old Daniel Foxcroft, is accused of taking several $100 worth of merchandise from a couple of area grocery stores. He's now facing three misdemeanor shoplifting allegations, a total of 10 bottles of alcohol from the Pick and Save stores on Green Bay Road and Durant Avenues during two visits there in July, along with 9 bags of mini candies, 31 packages of Bic lighters, and a stack of notebooks. A few days later at Festival Foods, he's accused of taking 40 bottles of nail polish and several other items, including a bag of potato chips. He entered a plea of not guilty to the charges in court. He'll be back next month for a pretrial conference. Kenosha's Washington Park pool reopening today after closing last week due to an electrical problem in the main pump that circulates the water into and out of that pool. It was closed on Friday after that problem was discovered. The pool, along with the one at Anderson Park, opened from 10 in the morning till 5:45 p.m. Tuesdays through Sundays. Additional steps toward reopening Kenosha's Dream Playground taken last night, the Kenosha City Council voting to reallocate capital improvement funding to pay for the replacement of that defective rubberized surface and award the contract for the work to a company in Greenfield. Tammy Conforti, who is the driving force behind the all-inclusive playground at Petsky Park, thanking Mayor John Antaramian for working to get the project done and the playground reopened.
Through his leadership and direction, he was challenged to devise a plan, execute a plan, and also get the Dream Playground tested and reopened. He made the Dream Playground a priority, and within a week, he had gotten the wheels in motion to address the issues with the flooring.
The city's allocated $650,000 from CIP for this project. The contract to remove and replace the surface awarded to Blumel's Maintenance Service was the only company that submitted a bid. Mayor Antaramian indicating that a timetable for that work has not yet been set. Burlington's Common Council will meet in Committee of the Whole at 6:30 this evening, and one of the agenda items is a resolution to consider a referendum for the community pool project. On the heels of a hired consultant presenting some initial designs and the next two phases of the project, aldermen will discuss referendum questions with a final vote in 2 weeks. Those questions asking yes or no about spending or borrowing $4.7 million to build a new pool and related amenities. There's a special ad hoc committee set up to discuss assessments in the village of Mount Pleasant, and it will be meeting this afternoon at 3:30, but with no decision or action to be taken. The panel created by Village President Jerry Garski, who's looking for something out of this group before the end of the year. A representative for the Racine County Youth Coalition used a public hearing last night on a petition to exceed the Class A liquor license quota for a new business planned at 930 Washington Avenue to speak in broader terms about against alcohol, barely making any reference to the site itself. Kayleen Kinsley, quickly reading through her prepared speech, stumbling over it at times. It included statistics and references to other parts of the country.
Racine and Kenosha were bidding out at the end, and the organizers wanted to have it here in Racine. The reason this is so late is because with all the stuff going on this summer, I simply forgot this step.
That's the real Racine's Carrie Dawson talking about an event coming up on August the 13th. It's going to be a Saturday, the Wisconsin Senior Olympics 5K and 10K runs. This was a bidding process, and Racine won over Kenosha. It's all going to be centered around Pershing Park, the police department's events coordinator, helping to lay everything out, including the course. As of today, about 250 participants coming to Racine for that event, the Wisconsin Senior Olympics 5K and 10K runs on August 13th. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.